The theater season is in full swing here in New York. Last night, there was a new one that opened, and we thought that you might enjoy meeting the Bartley Overstreet. Incidentally, it closed last night, too. It was called The Tender T-Bone, was that right,
yes.
Bartley? Where did the title come from? Something in Shakespeare? Or?
No, The Tender T-Bone, it was a story, it was a love story. It takes place supposedly in the Chicago Stockyards.
I see. Well, now, you had been rehearsing for, about 4 months, I believe.
Well, longer than that. See, we went into rehearsal, I think, last August.
Right at the top of the heat wave season.
That's right. And we had intensive rehearsals from August right up until we opened.
Wasn't this the first show in which you had danced?
That's right. And I'm not very graceful.
I know one of the columnists pointed out that you stumble across the stage, something in the manner of a bull in a china shop.
Yeah, well,
that's how they expressed it.
I fell down. I tripped over a small scatter rug that was in one of the scenes there, just inside the foyer of the girl's home.
That was the love interest that you played opposite?
That's right. I was supposed to win the girl. But somehow or other, when the play opened, I just didn't like her. And I couldn't go through with any of the love scenes.
Oh, you mean personally you didn't like this girl that you were supposed to make
up? It developed since last August. We were together so much, and by the time the show opened, I couldn't stand the sight of her.
Kind of grew to hate her, and then the opening curtain, of course, it was obvious.
I had to kiss her, and I avoided it.
Well, that should have thrown the other actors a little bit off their pace.
Well, it wasn't so much that. It was that I forgot my lines that threw them off.
Oh, I was going to get to that, too. The columnist pointed particularly to the fact that there were some 20 or 30 minutes in the second act when nobody said anything. They just stood on the stage looking
right.
at each other.
Well, the play, you see, was supposed to let out. The curtain went up at 20 minutes to 9.
Well, at the usual time, 8:40,
of course. And it was supposed to let out then shortly after 11. Well, we were still there till after 2 o'clock. Couldn't remember.
Well, what were you doing? What did you do to cover up during that 30 minutes? When
well,
you
I sat and...
I mean, how did you get across to the audience that everything was all right, even though there were no lines being spoken?
Well, I sat there and I read a newspaper most of the time.
You were lucky to have a newspaper. The other actors weren't quite as fortunate.
It was a prop, actually, the newspaper.
Or it wasn't yesterday's newspaper.
No, it was from last August.
Well, then you couldn't keep up with the news very well.
Well, that's right. I'd ad-lib such things about, well, the Dodgers dropped another one or something.
But actually,
like,
the season
hasn't opened yet. So the audience were with us, I thought, until two or three of them came up on the stage there, and one after me, particularly.
Well, did the rest of the audience realize that this wasn't part of the show? That
I don't think so. They all seemed to be walking around.
What do you mean, in the audience, they were walking around?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they walking up and down the aisles, visiting with one another.
Well, you can laugh at it now. I think that shows that you're a great trooper.
Well, I know.
You can laugh the whole thing off after.
Well, what else are you going to do? As they say, for a grown man to sit here and cry over a show like
well,
that.
Well, I noticed you were crying when you came into the studio, but I'm glad we buoyed your spirits a little bit. Mm-hmm. And
would you like to hear a little... A little of the music?
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, I could have boozed all night.
Yeah. With us today, the star of the show, Mr. Overstreet. I've forgotten what
Barkley.
Your first name was. I don't
Barkley.
Think it was Barkley when you came in, but anyway. I hope that your next show is a little more success.
Oh, no more for me.
Oh, you're quitting?
Oh, I've had it. No, I couldn't stand another night like that.